go about 80% on this, okay?
Go, Eli.
Okay, runners, take your marks.
Get that parachute.
Sit. Go.
Okay. The boys and girls relay teams practice running and handing off the baton on the makeshift gravel track behind the elementary school. It was the day before they left for state. Last weekend, the girls' track team took first place at regionals. That's a first for the program. Petersburg's taken runner-up as a team several times before, but never first place, according to assistant coach Brad Taylor, who said it's been an interesting year.
We could tell from the beginning of the year with the kids that came out what kind of quality of program that we were gonna have if we could get everybody to stick through the entire year, and we told the kids at the beginning of the year this was going to be a pretty special journey for the team if we could make the whole season, keep everybody eligible, keep everybody interested, and it panned out just kind of like what we thought.
Along with the first place win for the girls team, the boys took third overall, and 25 of Petersburg's competitors qualified for state in specific events more than ever before. Two of the girls relay teams are seated third at state. Steve Sipper is head coach.
We had a tremendous meet. Started a little slow on Friday, but boy, the kids really came through on Saturday. Just did a tremendous job in all the events. A lot of kids had personal bests, good times, improved their times, so yeah, it worked out real well for us.
Tell me about some of what you're focusing on going to your state or thoughts about going to state.
Well, I think it's going to be real exciting. We've got an opportunity to place well in several of the events. We're focusing on getting our girls and boys jumping a little better. One young lady, Claire Madullen, in the pits, jumping a little better on her. She's doing really well, so on the triple jump. And then our relays, a little more perfection on the handoffs.
80% all the way. Go 80% all the way. Here we go. Ready and go.
Petersburg's first place finishes at regional events included the girls' 4x800 and 4x100 relays and the boys' 4x400. Grace Weller took first place in the 100 hurdles and Bessie Johnson was first in the high jump. Petersburg also fielded several more second and third place winners. Clara Madallin took third in the long jump and triple jump at regions, and as Brad Taylor pointed out, there's not a lot of distance separating the individual rankings.
You know, you're talking about 1 or 2 inches from second and first and second place in some of those events.
20 of Petersburg's 25 qualifiers are making the trip to compete at state.
I'm Joe Zolingo, and for regionals, I ran the 300 hurdles, and I placed third in regions. I didn't qualify for state, though. A bunch of the kids from other regions ran it faster than me, and we qualified for state in our boys' 4x2 and 4x1 relays, and the relays are pretty good. We ran great. I believe we're ranked 6th in both for the state, and it's going to be a really exciting run, see how well we do.
My name's Lana Crusoe. I'm a freshman, and for state, we're going to be running the 4x800. We got first for 3A and 4A.
I always ask this, and it's, a lot of people always have the same answer, but is it just running really fast, or is there a strategy to a relay?
I believe in any competition, there's always a strategy. It's definitely going to be the handoff. We're actually in practice today. We're going to be working definitely on that. We have to get that down to the slightest detail, make sure we do good, and hopefully perform our best.
My name is Bessie Johnson, and I did the high jump in regionals.
And you took first place in that?
Yeah.
Do you have a strategy as you go into the state competition?
Well, sort of, I guess. I just kind of, do all the same things I do, kind of keep it consistent.
Now, how did you jump?
4.6.
For assistant coach Taylor, part of this year's success can be attributed to the fact that the kids have been able to cover a wider range of events than in the past.
It's the very first time that we've had kids across the spectrum, from sprints to hurdles to throwers, distance kids especially. We did really well with this year, and we were able to score points in every event, which eventually led us to this regional title.
Guys, we're gonna go five steps into the zone.
Petersburg High School has 9 boys and 11 girls competing in this weekend's state track and field championship at Lathrop High School in Fairbanks.
When they hit the line here, you're gonna come out at about 80%.
In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
From there all the way up to there, okay? Who were my leaders in that, who started it off?
Can I go first?
Yes.
I think I did.